Solomon just got stuff done. He was a hard worker. He accomplished much. He'd get up, get things done. He didn't lie around. He worked hard. He played hard. He drove himself. He built homes. He built a temple. He was a success story. But there was a thought that kept haunting him. Someday he's going to die and turn all that stuff over to someone else. And that thought haunted him, and that is what these verses are about. So no matter how much we accomplish by our work, without God being at the center of it, we're going to wind up hating it because it'll turn out to be meaningless, and we'll wind up turning everything over to someone else. So if our total focus of life is under the sun, then we're going to wind up empty. If our focus is above the sun, on eternal things, then we'll accomplish what's going to last and it'll stand. So every one of the things that we work on this planet, sooner or later, will flip out of our control. The more you've worked, the more you've accomplished, the more you're going to hate turning it over to someone else. And that's eventually what everyone will do. That main section, as we look at the first part of verse 18, he says, I hated all my toil in which I toil under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who will come after me. So he would hate it. It means he actually considered these things and he'd be accomplished. That'd be his enemy. The word labor, which shows up 8 times in these 6 verses, is one that means to toil to the point of being weary. So Solomon was this hardworking man, and no one outthought him, and he looked at someone else and he would say that they wouldn't even outwork him. He came to the point where he hated everything he accomplished under the sun. So we all die. We leave everything to someone else. See, a person can work long, hard hours. He can plan. He can strategize. He can sacrifice. He may give up vacation time and personal time so he can achieve and accumulate all those things. A man could work and risk and invest and accumulate, but in the end, he's going to die and leave it all to someone else. So we don't know if we will leave everything to one that is wise or one that is foolish. Look at verses 19 and 20. And who knows whether he will be wise or a fool? Yet he will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil of my labors under the sun. So when we read Proverbs, especially those first 9 chapters, which is that my son section, it's obvious that Solomon did not believe there were any automatic guarantees, even with his own son. His own sons could turn out to be wise men or they could turn out to be fools. And truth is, we may select who we'd give it all to, but once we're gone, we have no control over whether it's going to be used wisely or foolishly. And even though Solomon had made the right moves and wise decisions, he turned it over to someone else, and that was empty. He was so depressed by this, he was completely despaired. And where despair is one that means Solomon was completely cast down in his spirit to the point of being without any hope. The Hebrew text indicates this was what was really in his heart. Solomon was hopelessly depressed. And quite frankly, he was putting too much emphasis on the fruit of his labor. He should have been thinking about how God blessed him, but instead he was thinking like a man under the sun. So we'll work diligently and wisely to accumulate and then turn it over to somebody who is what, like a freeloader who did not even work for anything. Look at verse 21. Because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. So if God isn't in it, that's a depressing, empty evil. And that word great evil literally means it is a great evil or wicked calamity. It says, I don't care who we are, where we work, or what we achieve. If God isn't at the center of it, it's not going to make any sense. We get everything set up, turn it all over to someone else who didn't earn any of it. And if we can't walk away from it and say, I did this for the glory of God, wind up being depressed like Solomon was, and he hated the fruit of his labor. And then these last 2 verses here, 22 and 23. What has a man from all the toil and straining heart with which he toils beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night, his heart does not rest. This also is vanity. One commentator said pain and grief and sorrow are the real results of lifelong efforts under the sun. If God isn't at the center of things, life is futile. One may go after this and another may go after that, but eventually we'll all die and leave it all here. Unless what we do counts for God, life doesn't make sense, and what we do really matters. Doesn't matter. We have one life to live, give one last chance to live life. We shouldn't waste on things under the sun, but we should invest it above the sun. And we should use our life to glory of God.